You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Mount Roskill by-election is taking place this Saturday following the standing down of Phil Goff in order for him to be Auckland Mayor. It's to decide who will be the first new MP to represent the area in 32 years. Advance voting has been open for a week now, but votes are lagging behind those of the 2014 general election. We reached out to the candidates, three of the candidates actually, there's more, there's a couple of independents in there too. We reached out to National's Parmjeet Pamar, Labour's Michael Wood, and the new immigrant-focused People's Party's Roshan Nohria. And Michael Wood was available to speak to me this morning, so I started by asking him how the election's going for him so far.
Pretty good, we think. We've got very positive feedback, but because it's a by-election, it all comes down to turnout. So our job the next few days is just to get as many people to the polls as possible. And that's where our headspace is.
And how's turnout looking so far? I noticed it's still not quite up to the general election standards.
No, usually turnout in by-elections is a long way back from general election numbers. But the early voting numbers have actually been really good and in total quite close to the general election. So that's an encouraging sign. But, we won't know until the day. So we just keep pushing on that right till the very last minute, basically.
So what are some of your policies if you get elected into it? What will you be looking at improving for? Let's start with locally at Mount Roskill first.
We're focused on three core issues, which people have been telling us are really important in Mount Roskill. The first one's around affordable housing. We all know the scale of the housing crisis in Auckland. I was really lucky in the early 2000s, and my wife and I were able to buy our first home for under $300,000 in Mount Roskill, just a really basic home on a basic street, and now similar houses are $800,000-$900,000. So I've got to have action on that by actually getting government in there, building affordable houses, and stopping our housing stock just being about speculation for huge capital gains. Second core issue is around transport. So we've had a real centrepiece in our campaign around investing in modern public transport, starting with modern light rail coming down Dominion Road. And we cannot build more roads to fix congestion in Auckland. We've got to invest in the public transport. So we've shown some leadership by fronting up with a funding commitment for modern light rail. That'll carry huge numbers of people quickly and efficiently through the Auckland Isthmus. And the third area is around community safety. And there's big concern in the community about the increase in burglaries and assaults on the ground. So we're pushing for 1,000 more frontline police and also to refocus policing on being really community-based. So just kind of local police in the shopping centre, being friendly, keeping an eye on things, stopping crime before it happens. And a part of that is reopening the Mount Roskill Police Station to the public. But linked to that, the other thing I'll really champion in the area are initiatives to again, looking at the ambulance, not being the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff, that give people good jobs with fair incomes and a little bit of hope for the future, because when we give that stuff to people, we tend to have less crime and fewer social problems down the track.
And, of course, voting you in would mean another MP for the Labour Party. Why should someone do that?
The reason people should vote for me in Mount Roskill is because hopefully they agree that the policies that I'm fronting up on, the solutions I'm putting forward are good. But I'm also the only local candidate. I've lived in the area for 14 years, been on the local board, serving the community, doing lots of community projects, particularly in local parks and environmental projects for the past 6 years, and I know the area. I drive on the local roads, I take the 267 and 277 buses, so I know about the public transport issues. I go to the local shops, and people at Mount Roskill are my neighbours and my friends. So I know the place, I care about the place, and I've said that I don't want to go into Parliament as anything other than the MP for Mount Roskill. So my total commitment is on serving this community and making sure it's a fair and just and decent place for all of the people who live here.
What do you think about your competition? I noticed you and Pamar have had some disagreements about personal attacks.
We've faced a very, very negative campaign from the National Party. You'll have seen virtually every media engagement. There are personal attacks that are fired at me by the Palmer campaign. I guess to begin with, that was a bit alarming. It then became a bit annoying, and now it's just boring. In the end, people aren't particularly interested in that stuff. So we've just been focused on those core issues and running a campaign that shows that I'll be a strong voice for Mount Roskill. So we're kind of brushing that off and just getting on with the job.
Do you feel fairly confident in getting in, considering Labor's held the Mount Roskill seat for 30-something years?
Labor has held the seat for a long time, and obviously that's been in part due to Phil Goff's huge popularity. If you look at the last election, Labor was actually behind on the party vote by 2,000. So if I want to win the by-election, I have to get people who voted Labor last time to vote for me, but I also have to get people who voted for other parties to vote for me. So we definitely don't take it for granted, and we've run a really comprehensive campaign. We've knocked on over 25,000 doors in the electorate. We've had 100 people out on the streets most weekends recently, and we'll be working right up until the very last minute of the campaign. So we think we have to work hard to win it. We think it'll be a close election.
Do you think there's anything particularly different between you and Goff, or will it be relatively business as usual?
Well, I've learned a lot off Phil over the years. I've been based in the area and been his electorate chairperson. And so I've learned really good lessons from him about being on the ground at the grassroots level, serving the community, always being there, being accessible. But, you know, you're different people, and it's never healthy, I think, in politics or life to just try and be like someone else. So I'll be my own person. I guess I'd take some different positions on issues here and there, a slightly different sort of ethical perspective. Let me just explain that. So probably the core driver for me in politics comes out of a personal faith that I hold. So I'm an active Christian and Anglican. And my belief in social justice and the importance of community kind of comes out of that. And so that'll sort of drive me in terms of my core convictions in politics and the way that I approach things. I'm a great believer that people from all sorts of different perspectives and backgrounds can make a good contribution.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
That was Labor Party's candidate for the Mount Roskill by-election, Michael Wood, speaking to me about the by-election and his stances there. We may have the other two on later in the week. As I said, we put out the call, but voting day is on Saturday. So if you're in Mount Roskill, take note. That's when you need to get your advance votes in by, or actually go down to a polling station and vote. And earlier in the week, Monday host Angus spoke to Rod Oram, our political commentator, and said that possibly some of the earthquake coverage around the Kaikoura quakes was taking away attention from the election there. So that's possibly a reason why that vote count's lagging behind, and maybe why you haven't heard quite as much about that election as you would have after Phil Goff leaving that seat for 32 years. He held it for quite a long time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.